Hey, you know who's on the mark, fam? New engineering grad marshal Jacob Mark. Ham.
Well, I have a wonderful electronic invention I want you to see. It looks something like this. Ugh.
1.21 gigawatts.
What the hell is a gigawatt?
You're listening to the Hashtag Getting Podcast, brought to you by Auburn University's Samuel Ginn College of Engineering.
Well, hello, all of you out there in podcast land, the loyal listeners of the best podcast in all of higher education. That'd be the award-winning Hashtag Getting. You know it. I know it. We all know it and love it. It's brought to you by the Samuel Ginn College of Engineering's Office of Communications and Marketing at Auburn University. I work at that place, communications and marketing specialist. That's what I do. Joined as always by my co-host over here, Austin Phillips, old graph paper shirt himself, kind of thematically consistent with the show. Always you got a calculator watch or
hey, nerds be brave, I mean, right?
And he is the director of the aforementioned Office of Communications and Marketing. And John Sluice over here, pumping the levels and what rhymes with that?
Pumping the premium.
We're pumping premium over here on the knobs and keys. A producer director within our office. Is that it?
Mm-hmm. The big two.
Joined as always. Not joined as always. Joined as always by an incredibly special guest. Right. We are marshaling our forces today. Anyone? Anyone? Jacob Markham, a senior in mechanical engineering. Right?
See, nobody will get it until a couple minutes.
Exactly. And this August 5th graduation's engineering, representing the college as the engineering, the grad marshal. Only one L, by the way, mm-hmm. when you're writing that.
It's got two. It's somebody's name.
That's what they're always said. Yeah. It's only one L. Do you know that?
I did whenever I got nominated. I thought the professor spelled it wrong.
Yeah. No, it's only one. It's a little trick of the trade there. Jacob, can't thank you enough for joining us.
Man, thanks for having me. It's an honor and a privilege to be nominated and elected as the graduation marshal, and I'm just thankful to be here.
Have you been practicing lifting the... That thing's heavy now.
Oh, man, don't tell me that.
Oh, yeah.
My wife's going to be watching.
And it can get a little top heavy, so let's...
Maybe a little Rocky montage situation here. You may need to go get some training going. We got an interesting little backstory here. You know how we have fans and everything, right? Well, we've been doing this show so dang long now. Jacob was actually listening to this product in coming to Auburn and deciding whether or not to come to Auburn.
I was in community.
Is that what you told him?
Yeah, I was in community college, and I was just looking for more information about Auburn and the engineering program, and I found this podcast and started listening to it. Got interested in the biomechanics lab here at Auburn, and I was looking for information to get out of it here at the podcast.
I'll Venmo you later.
Wow. Yeah. Checks in the mail, right?
Can you believe that? Imagine taking that to Mario. Imagine taking that to our, higher-ups.
How much does Zabala pay you
come on now. Listening to the podcast, the grad marshal, not just Joe Schmo 2.0.
I do think we've had one other guest, though, mentioned whenever they were trying to Google information.
Oh,
about
sure.
the college that they came across the podcast
sure.
and listened to.
But
I can't remember who it was.
They were the graduation marshal.
No, absolutely not.
Well, we got to get to the story beyond that. But that's really kind of cool to hear. You know what I mean? That like we had to pick, number one, that somebody listens.
That's yeah,
a,
besides
that's
my
a big
parents.
Enough deal.
Hey, mom and dad.
By itself. So where are you from?
Full circle. Yeah, from Mobile, Alabama. I was born and raised in Mobile, Alabama.
Being from around Birmingham, are you really from Mobile or around Mobile?
So now my parents live in Mobile, but I was raised around Grand Bay area, closer to Mississippi.
There you go.
Line.
You
sniffed it out.
Yeah, that was there you go. Well, that's what it, we have so many say from Birmingham, and immediately we say,
"What part?"
There you go. So
yeah, or Mobile, Daphne.
Yeah, Fairhope.
Fairhope. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of that. Yep. So you're a Grand Bay boy.
Yeah,
okay. GBB.
Gotcha. Okay, well, so walk us through. So why Auburn? Give us the Jacob Markham story.
Yep.
Yeah, so my grandfather graduated in mechanical engineering in 67.
From here?
From Auburn,
awesome.
Yeah. So he was a big influence of me coming to Auburn. But after graduating high school,
Where was that?
Baker High School.
That's a big one.
Mobile.
That's a big one.
That one's in Mobile,
yeah. We were just looking it up. I think it's like... It's probably the second largest public school right now, I want to say.
I would believe it.
Yeah,
it
was, I think it's Hoover and then Baker.
Dang.
It was huge. I played football there. But
what
after
position?
Line. I was an offensive lineman.
Okay.
I was a pulling guard.
There you go.
A little top heavy.
Hit on the eligibility left because that's what we've been needing here for a little bit. So.
No, them boys would squash me now. But graduated high school and went into community college and kind of just didn't have my maturity straight. So I thought that getting a full-time job would be better for my experience. So I did that and kind of learned the hard way that there was an easier way to go about it, and it was education. I worked underneath my father, and he kind of always wanted me to do a little bit more than he ever did. And so came back into community college, wanted a four-year degree, and applied to Auburn. My grandfather, he was sending me all kind of mail about Auburn Engineering. And
you got to check out this podcast.
Thanks, Papa.
Yeah. So, yeah, eventually he pushed long enough, and I applied and got accepted. And it was, you know, all my family was like, oh, you got to go. And so didn't know how I was going to do it, didn't know how I was going to make it, didn't know where I was going to live or anything like that. Never been to Auburn to go tour it or anything. So I kind of just put my faith in that direction. I ended up getting a scholarship from my church, a full ride to go and be a engineering student here. And, you know, that's kind of how I ended up here. Didn't think that I would ever qualify for the position of the marshal. I'm humbled to believe that I was, you know, voted by some professors that I was that level of a student. Because I was looking up to people along the way. I was like, man, this guy's smart. I'm in a competition with him. He didn't even know it. But I definitely didn't think that this was going to be the result of all that work.
I love it. I love the transfer students coming in. You know, I started here. I didn't stay long and left and then came back as a transfer student. And I just love that maturation process of, okay, you know, I needed to mature a little bit before but then to me, you see that a lot. But when you see those students come in who have gone through that, they are more mature and seem to hit the ground running like you have. So that's awesome.
And I think Auburn kind of expects that from transfer students, because I had so much help from faculty members saying, oh, you know, transfer students usually see school here a little bit different because it's a big change. And it was, but I had so much support along the way that it didn't, you know, I feel like I was prepared.
What community college you go to?
Coastal Alabama. Okay. And Baymanette, Alabama, to be exact.
Yep.
We need to know the coordinates. None of this Mobile. No, Baymanette. Good.
Well, there's okay. A couple of coastals, you know.
Sure.
Yeah. There's
a lot of coasts.
Like Jeff
here.
States, you know.
A lot of coasts. Well, I kind of felt like a transfer student. I mean, they kind of kicked me out, and I came back in. So it was like I was transferring to Auburn from just the
Auburn.
Abyss, basically. Yeah. It was.
And you were almost Marshall.
Uh-huh. My mom almost named me Marshall. Yeah,
you were like
she did.
You were a sandwich Marshall.
That was a step above artist
yeah.
By the way.
Yeah, if you were the Marshall. Best sandwich artist, you became the sandwich Marshall.
Marshall. Well, mechanical. I mean, there's a lot of different kind of engineerings out there. We got civil. We got industrial and systems.
I noticed you're naming all your beats.
Yeah, well, the good ones. Sure, there's aerospace,
well, and,
chemical,
you know,
blah,
chemical,
blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
But, I mean, what about mechanical?
I always worked with my hands. Whenever I left community college the first time, I was in construction. I built houses. I've built fire suppression systems. So I kind of always had this mechanical understanding of how things worked. Dad would call it common sense, but
learning, that's a superpower these days.
Yeah, seriously.
Learning things here and there, but I always loved biology and didn't ever know how I was going to make those collide. So I figured, whenever I saw the Obby Lab, that biomechanics would be an outlet to this passion that I have for both of the two things. And there was a lot of resistance in the mechanical field. I feel like there was a lot of warning that it's hard, it's difficult. And that's kind of something that's always been attractive to me. Like the harder, if people say don't do it, I'm looking at it and I'm saying, can it be done?
Rock and roll. Well, that's good. See, yeah, so the Obby Lab. So old Dr. Z over there. He's been on the podcast.
Yep.
We've had a bunch of Obby Lab folks over there. So talk about that lab, because that's something we brag on a lot, you know, all the work that's been done over there and some of the recent developments that, you know, came out of that lab, Exo Armor.
Yeah.
And you know, we've done some stuff just on, you know, prosthetics and So what were you doing over there?
So I started out by going to these lab meetings and just kind of getting my head full of knowledge of what they were going to do there. And eventually they asked me if I wanted to be a part of one of the teams. They had a project called a human augmentation project. And I was under a grad student. His name is David Bell. And he was good at updating me on his side of the project and what I could do to help. Well, my interest didn't really stay there too much. At the end of each semester, all the undergraduate students present their work. And I got to listen to these two girls that were doing some work. The project was called the EFOB project, the effects of footwear on biomechanics. And they were graduating that semester, so I was thinking, what's going to happen with this project? And I was really interested in it. So I talked to Dr. Zabala to ask if I could revive it. And he was like, yeah, man, you can go for it. And they'll pass the baton on to you. So I met with them and got the latest update of where they ended up at. And kind of took it from there and developed a new design for the prosthetic orthotic concept that they were going for. And we met up with people from Alabama State, their prosthetic program, and worked with one of the professors over there and kind of just wanted to design a better device for the subject that the research project was pertaining to.
Is this the project we were talking about? The Keys?
Yeah.
Is that his name?
Yeah, Keeman.
Keeman. Yeah. Okay. Okay. Yeah. All right. Yeah, we did a video.
See that video.
Yeah. Playing. Well, that's great. Well, so where does that stand now? Because we were in there actually the day he was trying it on and wanted to wear a flip flop for the first time.
Yeah.
He's like, I want to wear a flip flop. So where are we now with that?
We're in a state where we're looking for a flexible additive manufacturing insole. They started this design where you wanted to put an insole and start inside of a hard shell foot. We're kind of looking for a better material to use for the insole. So if you could think about 3D printing custom insoles for your own shoes, we're looking for a way to do that. And there's ways here at Auburn. Met with some people from the M3D lab and got very close to the product that I was looking for, but there was a lack of time that was keeping us from making that happen. And my next step was to take it to the library because I believe there's a 3D printing lab in there.
Sure. Well, that's awesome.
Well, I mean, just look at some of these projects that we've done, and a lot of them been out of mechanical. We're getting Gary Godfrey, back in Bow Bikes Bama, and we're, this kid needs a prosthetic that's wanted to wear flip-flop. I mean, these type of things.
The skate mate.
Yes, mm-hmm. Yes. Getting the kid to skate. One time trying to build a heat, sun-resistant suit. We talk about all the time of the mission in Auburn of, the education outreach. And this does. It just makes that full circle.
You talk about applied research.
That's applied within.
Exactly. I'm talking about the August 5th, family
it's
comes
coming.
Up.
It's coming.
You carry the flag. The forearms are flexing.
Mm-hmm.
You put it down. Y'all go out to Shoney's. where are you after that? Where's your head? August 6th. Where are we going?
Probably just going to relax and try to get a good mindset going for what's to come ahead.
All right, August 7th, where are we?
Hopefully on the first day of the job.
Gotcha.
Looking for some jobs in the area. Just settle down out in Realtown, Alabama with my wife for the next year. And so we're looking at some places where we can commute to.
Okay.
Hey, all right. Wait till this thing airs.
Oh, yeah.
Hope you got that phone charged up. Mm-hmm. Got that email turned on.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely.
What kind of field are we looking to go into?
I would love to go into medical device, like engineering, kind of improving some of the areas in there. I really am not too specific in one way, but medical devices, I would be interested in energy or maybe the construction or manufacturing side of things, yeah.
So a student that's at a community college somewhere, they've gone out, they've worked a little bit, they're thinking of coming back to school. What would you tell them about why this experience has been the best experience for you?
And you can say the podcast. I mean, that's cool. I mean,
that usually is the number one answer to that question.
Big peak for a lot of people.
I had such a community outside of just the school itself. Me being a little bit older than everybody else, I was kind of at a different state of mind going through some of my classes. I really rested heavily on the community outside. I was a part of a large church, still am, First Baptist of Opelika, and just a big group that was there to help me carry my burdens and point me to, you know, back to the Lord on some of my problems that I would be facing. So I really think that was a part of my experience. Aside, like in second place, a close second place would be some of the professors here are just outstanding. They're willing to go down to the same level that you're at of where you're getting mixed up and take that time with you. These office hours are so crucial for us students to go to. And I just think they're missed opportunities most of the times by some of my fellow classmates. And that's where I would put most of my credit to, is my teachers helping me out in office hours. I would bring them questions. I wouldn't just show up like it was another participation grade, but I would go there with some questions of trying to really round out these concepts that we were learning here at Auburn. And I just think the professors do such a good job at that. They don't just show up for a paycheck. They show up for the relationship and to improve the next generation.
I love that. I love, 'cause you do have so many communities, as you would call it. You know, I reflect back on, you've got to, once you get in your major classes, I mean, you going through all that with your peers in those classes, your professors, student organizations. You know, when I was here, Plainsman was another family. You usually have roommates or people that are out, family that are outside. That's a community. Your church family is a community. So there's so much to get involved with that is on campus, off campus, that just makes that full experience.
Sandwich artists are the tightest knit group.
Yeah, I was about
that,
to say,
I've ever dealt with.
Sandwich marshals but now.
That's
you
when
you talk about a select few,
right?
The few, what, the proud,
the hungry, right? Can you give an example real quick of what you just said about, like, you know, taking a problem to a professor? Is there one that sticks out in your mind that just, like, really hit home? And if, you know, if there's not, it's totally fine. But, yeah, I don't know. I mean, you said, again, that that's what makes.
Or an issue when you're, you're struggling with something.
I remember being in thermodynamics with Dr. Reagan, and I would be the last person on the Zoom call. And I was like, Dr. Reagan, like, this is kind of a stupid question, but essentially we were doing a free body diagram on a cylinder, and I'm thinking of what little knowledge I know of a shock from like a door or something. And I'm like, whenever I press in on a door, like I experience a lot of resistance. Like let's kind of break this down. This just one example that you do so many times, which is a piston cylinder. And I just asked him some questions I was embarrassed to say in front of a class. And, you know, he felt like it was no shame. He answered it to the best of his ability, and it kind of just prepared me for the next time we would do those kind of examples. But that's something specific I remember, and I don't exactly remember the question, but I remember it had to do with the piston cylinder, and I was just embarrassed to ask in front of everybody else. And so I brought it to him in office hours.
What about you, Austin? Did you ever have anything like that?
Oh, Lord. You know, physics scholarship and everything. No, that literally the first day of that physics class, when he went over the main formula, he was like, "This is the basics of everything that we're gonna do," and here I had AP, I mean probably made 100 in AP physics at Huey Town High School. This was a little different, and I went up to him and said, "Hey, you know that formula that you had up there? Can you break that down for me a little bit?" And he did. And I was like, oh, okay, yeah. And I walked out, and I never went back again. Because I still didn't understand
that's
it.
That's cool. That's cool.
And the professor, I remember, he had on, they weren't bell bottoms, but they were pretty close, a tie-dyed shirt, and Birkenstocks.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, get out of there.
And he was, yeah. He was like, you don't get this, man. I was like, no.
Absolutely.
So to
not.
Journalism, I went.
Yeah, no. Whew. Well, the folks, everybody excited?
They are.
Mm-hmm. The wife, proud?
The wife is just, she's been such a huge support. I met her my second week here at Auburn.
Get out of town.
And no, I'm not kidding. She's walked through this entire experience.
I ask you
with
on
me.
What you would sell somebody on. That's your number one sale right there. You find your wife here. Come on.
Yeah, we just got married this past May 6th, and man, she's just
man,
huge
I knew
support.
We
yeah.
You go, 2 months under the belt.
Spring chicken.
Well, how'd y'all meet? Did she graduate?
She attended a different school, and so she came up here for work. She's a third grade teacher. I met her at a small group through church, my cousin who works in Sanford Hall introduced us with one another. And
who's his cousin?
This is his room. Catherine, Katie Bay Hayford.
Well, look at that.
Hey,
that's my cousin.
I will give her credit. One of the last, because I go see Katie Bay and really? Amy Weaver all the time that we work with. And she was showing me a lady, trying to hook me up with a lady. So, and I said, this is not the one, but keep going. I like your style. Yeah,
but
so,
keep going.
There we go. Hey, I know where I'm going as soon as I get off this podcast.
All right. Yeah.
If she's back from the beach or wherever else she's been. She's been to Europe, I think.
Yeah, so, she's in Germany.
Yeah.
Dang. Look at that.
Awesome. Small this has been world. Great.
Jacob, can't thank you enough. And congrats on the success and for representing us. And just you do not drop the thing, whatever you do.
Yeah.
We've had a few people do it.
That'll go viral.
And, yeah, oh, it'll be horrible. So I'm just joking. We have
it. Hopefully the years of football.
No, yeah, that's right. That's right. Yeah, I don't think maybe we have. We had a football. I mean, you know, once upon a time,
yeah,
football. Anyway, War Eagle, Jacob.
Yeah,
thanks
War Eagle.
Thank you, War Eagle.
You're listening to the Hashtag Getting Podcast, brought to you by Auburn University's Samuel Ginn College of Engineering.